Good morning, everyone. My name is Logan Marsh. Our scripture reading this morning is Mark chapter 4, verse 21 through 25. Then Jesus asked them, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Then he added, "Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." This is word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Do you ever watch one of those movies or one of those TV shows, and there's a moment where all the episode, all of the series, all of the time that the people are putting into creating a moment has been revealed. All the investigation has gone on, all of the different scenes have gone, the different characters, and then you get to a point in the movie and you're like, "Oh, now I get it." One of my favorite as a kid when I was growing up was we watched the cartoon series, you know, Scooby-Doo. You know, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo and Velma and all those guys, they were in the magical mystery machine, and they would go around looking to find out what the secret was, and they would investigate. And you would get to this point at the end of the movie, and they'd all be standing around like this at the end of the show, and like, "Well, of course it's Oh, my Magoo! We all knew it was... I would have done it as well if it wasn't for you pesky kids." Remember? My name's Keith Arcombe, and I'm the lead pastor here at Palm Harbor, and we have been revealing the secret. We have been looking into the light of the world. We've been going through this 3-week series on Shine the Light, and you can see it fitted really well with our children this week, did it not? And if you got to, yeah, you can clap, yeah. And if you haven't seen how the light was shining in here this week, go on Facebook, whatever it is you go, Instagram, Facebook, and you can see the children, like that video, shining a light in this sanctuary in the week. And part of shining the light is knowing where the light is. Comes from. In our first week, we talked about the Word who was in the beginning and always was there from the very beginning of time and now came in the flesh. And then next week, the second week, we talked about how that was the light of the world and how it's always been God's purpose to show us that light in our own life. That it's always been God's purpose to show us the light of the world, that we would also experience this light. So now that you know who the Word is, the Word of God, the Word that became the Son, who came the fully man, fully God, was on earth, and how he is the light of the world, and if you understand that, and you get that secret, how are we going to shine that light today? How does this light of the world, the Word of God, the light of the Word, shine out of our life? How do we display it to others? As you can imagine, this week, with all of the volunteers and all of the people that were involved here, we had 500 people here on campus, like every morning for opening sessions, singing that song as loud as they possibly could. All of the people over 40 years old, their ears are bleeding, kind of thing, you know. But we had such an amazing showing of the light of the world coming out of each and every person's life. And each day we would have these God sightings. We have these moments when we understood when God was at work. And we had some buddies to help us on the way through. We had some people that, like these little characters that helped the children understand some major concepts. And I have to tell you these. They had Cosmo on day one, and that was the one that said, when life feels dark. And we'd say, when life feels dark, and everyone would say, shine, Jesus, light. And they'd scream at the top of their voices. And day two, they'd have Ringo. Ringo was their little model, and he said, when people don't get along, we need that, right? When people don't get along, shine, Jesus, light. Thank you. Yeah, you can do it if you know what it is. You can help the rest of the congregation do this. And then day three was Luna, and it said, when good things happen, we... Oh, we got a good team going on here. And then day four, we had Saul, which is a sun, and we said, when people are sad, we shine Jesus' light. And finally, on day five, when everyone was exhausted from the night before, we had Haley. And Haley said, when people need help, we
shine Jesus' light.
It was a major God sighting for me on the Thursday evening when over 500 children and families were here to witness what was going on in the week. And all the children were here singing their song, doing their dance. And the families were all here. It was just a short time to get together. We ate together. And I looked out. I seen what a picture of the church that it was. I saw the light of Christ shining in this sanctuary. To all sorts of different people, all sorts of different families. Yeah, people from Robin's Nest, people from Westlake. People for the before and after care that didn't come to camp, people from Camp Cuba, people who were just like looking randomly for a VBS in the area, they got to come to our sanctuary. And like Jessica mentioned, through your giving and through your open-hearted generosity, we were able to do that here at our church. In and amongst some awful business decisions, we were still able to shine Jesus' light. Perhaps one of my favorite God sightings was Natalie, the children's director, was having difficulty with the child. And the young lady that was here, Ashley Pike, who was here when I first moved here a long time ago, she was here singing the songs here in a wheelchair. And through some difficulties that she can't stand for long. So she has to stay in her. She's got strength and everything. She's fine, but she can't stand for long because she'll faint. So she was able to do the actions, all the kids loved that kind of thing. And Natalie was down here, and she was having a problem with the child. And she was being, you know, unruly, and Natalie was trying to do everything to calm her down and everything. And Ashley got up out of her chair and walked down and sat with the child. And the child was like, oh, Ashley. How do we shine the light in our world, in our church, in this very day that we're here today, in and amongst controversies, in and amongst things that we don't like, how do we shine for Jesus? Who's the child that you can minister to? Who's the person that you can just pour into their life and say to them, I see the light of Jesus in you. I see that you know the secret. I see that you know the gospel. I see that you know that everything Jesus was talking about in the gospels. And that makes me happy. That gives me joy. In the scripture that was read today, that Logan read for you, was in the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel that was written. If you've got your Bibles with you, open it today to Mark chapter 4. And if you're looking at it on your phone, you'll notice that at the beginning of Mark, there's the parable of the soil, the sower and the soil and the different types of soil. And Jesus is always in the way he is teaching, is communicating and revealing the secret. is revealing to you and us the kingdom of God. He's revealing how the kingdom is going to operate in your life. And often he would talk in parables, stories, things that illustrate a greater point that's going on. In this particular parable, Jesus is talking about a very familiar one and about how the seed falls on the ground, how it plants itself in the ground and how it grows. And he talks about four different types of soil. And it's important that we understand this text before we get to the text that Logan read. Because he talks about four particular types of soil. He says that the farmer goes out and plants some seed, and then he scatters it. Some falls on a footpath, and the birds steal it away. It doesn't go anywhere. Some of it falls on shallow soil with underlying rock, and it sprouts quickly because the soil was shallow. The plant dries up very quickly. Other seed falls among thorns that grow up and gets choked out, and it produces no grain. Still, other soil is fertile, and when the seeds fall on that one, it sprouts and grows. So that parable is really important for us to know. I mean, right after that, Jesus has to explain to the disciples that they're meant to understand it. They've been walking with him for 3 years, and they're meant to understand it. And they say, hey, Jesus, what the heck are you talking about? And he explains to them the four soils and says to them that some people get it. Some people get it. Now, I often thought about Jesus was talking about me and my ministry. I often thought that Jesus was talking about the church today or the person that sows the seed and how it goes out. But actually, he's even acknowledging himself that the seed that I sow, Jesus, light of the world, was in the beginning, is now. The seed that I sow, even the seed that I sow, will only be fruitful in 25% of the people. Wait a minute, you're Jesus. The seed that I sow, the light of the world, everything we're communicating in the church, only a quarter of people might get it. And when those people get it, it blossoms and blooms 100% and goes all the way up to the sky. But some people get it. Raise your hand if you get it. Good. Some people get it. And that's what we're talking about in verse 21 of Mark. Who gets it? And in this couple of verses, just five verses, we see four main things that Jesus communicates all the way throughout the Gospels. Every different Gospel has these four main things about it, about the secret, about the kingdom of God. And all of the sayings are put together here for us in Mark. They're all kind of separate. They don't really flow well together. But all of them refer to the material before it, which is about us getting the seed, about us understanding the seed. So, verse 21 says, then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. So when Jesus is talking about the light, he means it. He means it, the secret and the kingdom of God. That this is the thing that I want you to get. And so he talks about, you know, lighting a lamp and put it under a bowl. This is a reference to a bowl that held 8 quarts. So it's upside down bowl kind of thing, or anything like a basket. Does anyone do that if you've got a light? Nobody has to answer. It's Jesus' rhetorical question. And right away, he says, no. Nobody does that. In fact, if you've got the light, if you understand it, if you get it, if you get the gospel, what it means to your life, what do you do? Shine. Yeah, yeah. Shine. Now, notice Jesus does not say, be really obnoxious and tell people right in their face, hey, read this Bible. Don't you understand? It's here, it's here. Don't you get it? It's like talking to the people on the shallow ground. You don't get it? Look at it. It's right here. He just says, shine. Shine the light. He just says, put it up on the lamp to stand. Don't be obnoxious. Don't be rude. Don't say, I figured it out and you haven't. Poor you. No, no. He just says, shine. Shine. Put it on the lamp. Put it high up so you can see and so that the others can see around you where it will shine. So this is the first saying. And don't forget, the sayings are everywhere. The first saying is, don't hide it. Don't hide it. If you're taking down notes or you're in your phone, you're taking down notes, this is the first note. Don't hide it. It's pretty simple. And you see that all the way through the Gospels. Don't hide it. This secret, this gospel, was new to me when I was 20 years old. And I'd met this girl, and I'd become a Christian. I decided to follow Jesus. I was about 20, and then I met this girl, and I kind of told her that I was a Christian, and I was kind of like infatuated with following Jesus now, and it's kind of changed my life. But I still wasn't sure whether that was going to cement this relationship. You know what I'm talking about? I wasn't really sure this was attractive or not. I wasn't really sure this was something that she was going to really like be into. And we'd met a long time ago, and we were overseas, and I was on a ship, and I was in the Navy, and she was writing to me, but I still wasn't really sure whether she was into the whole Jesus thing. And then one day, I received in the mail a book by Max Lucado. Max Lucado wrote excellent children's books and excellent adult books. And in the book was called Tell Me the Secret. And in the front of the book, Julie does not write a lot, but in the front of the book was the words, I'm so glad you know the secret. I'm so glad. Okay, good. We're in. Let's go. Let's go get married. Let's go figure this out. It's my wife. Now she's my wife for 28 years, you know. So I was like, this is it. We're in. Yeah. I'm so glad you know the secret. When we shine our light, wherever you are, whatever you're ministering to, wherever you're working, when you're in the family, when you're shining the light, we are looking to others saying, I'm so glad. If you get the secret, I'm so glad you get the secret. Okay, that was the first point. Don't hide it. Don't hide it. Verse 22. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. This is where the secret is. The greatest secret that has been revealed to us is that Jesus has always wanted us to have a relationship with him. All the way back to Genesis, all the way back to the beginning of John. In the beginning was the, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He's always, that's a secret. For us to understand, it's the best known secret, but some people don't get it. Everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Notice this parable. It's a parable that the disciples don't understand. And Jesus always spoke in parables. Some are real simple, really easy to understand, and others it takes us time. It's almost like, Jesus, would you just like say it straight up so I'll get it down and I'll figure this out? Because sometimes we don't understand them, amen? And I believe that Jesus did that purposely so that he could gently reveal the secret of God to us. Heck, it's taken me this long to realize that the parable of the sower is not about the sower. It is not about the seed. It's about the soil. I believe that God continues to reveal secrets to you and to me the more we read these parables. More of the kingdom of God is revealed to us, and the more we understand who Jesus is. And I believe they're a gift to us for us to understand. And so he says that they reveal the secret more, and they reveal it and bring it into the open, and shows the secrets, reveals the Father for us, reveals the Son for us through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit. And so saying two that Jesus had, the first one was don't hide it, this one is it reveals the secret. It reveals a secret even more so. Yeah, as we go on in our lives more and more, the secret continues to reveal in us. John Wesley said this is sanctifying grace. We keep learning more and more about ourselves. We keep learning more and more about God. And we give all of what we know about ourselves to all we know about God. Amen. Verse 23 and 24. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. He talks about this all the time. He doesn't say, hear this, get this in your thick skull. He says, anyone with ears to hear, listen. Listen to this, he says. Listen and understand this. Pay close attention to what you hear. We could just do a whole sermon series on that, right? Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more you understand and you'll be given, and you will be receive even more. So if you get it, if you understand it, if you know the secret, if you know what the gospel is about, then you'll naturally use it. Those of you here this week sharing with the children, yeah, you didn't care how tired you were, you didn't care how much cream you had on your face from people throwing it in your face. You were just glad that you had an opportunity to share it. You were glad that kids were jumping around and excited, singing the songs about Jesus. So the next slide, the next point is give it to others. Give it to others. And give it to others almost like you don't know what your the left hand is doing. You see your left hand do it and your right hand doesn't understand because you're just naturally doing it. You're naturally giving it to others because you understand it. The NRSV says a little different of what the NLT says. The different English language says this. It says the measure you will give will be the measure you get. And still, more will be given to you. It's like the more you give, the more you get. You're not doing it because you want to get. You're doing it because you want to see the joy of that person receiving the secret like you have. I'm so glad you know the secret. I'm so glad you know the secret. Saying three, give it to others. And if the light of Jesus is shining in your life, praise God. And if you see that shining in somebody else's life, praise God. Verse 25 says, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even what little they understand, they will have be taken away from them. I'll say it again. But those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have, will be taken away from them. Finally, the more we listen to God's word, especially the parables and Jesus' teaching, the more we understand that God wants us to experience his light, the more that we understand that God, the light of the world, God, the word that was in the beginning, the word that was with God, is now for us to engage with. And when we have that light, we can shine it. I was reading a post somewhere online this week, and it was saying, you know, hey, be a be a shining light in somebody's life and use your gifts and your things that you've been given and everything inside of you, just pour that onto others. Just use that to be a presence in somebody's life. I don't think what I've got's enough. What I've got is not enough to bless other people. What I've got and my stuff in here is not enough to bless you out there. What is it? It's the light of Jesus shining through me that is going to bless you. Amen. It's not what anything that I can do. It's not where I've been brought up. It's not my qualities and my quantities. It's not the way I see things. It's the way Jesus sees things through me. And Jesus has always wanted to shine through you. And when we get that, when we understand that, we shine. So here's the 4 points. We're going to recap on the 4 points because some of you need to take a picture of it. Here it is. Don't hide it, says Jesus. And when you've got it, it reveals more secrets about the kingdom of God. Give it to others. Almost like your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing. Give it to others. And listen even more for it. Listen. Sometimes we've just got to open our eyes and see what's going on. Like, wow, I see the qualities of Christ in you. I see Jesus at work in your life. Maybe there's somebody this week you've seen that, and you see the light of Christ shining in this person. Well, write them a note. Write them a text. Whatever it is, the way you communicate with them, write them a note. I see that you have the secret, and I'm so excited that you have the secret, and we sharing that same secret. Amen? Wow. And a lot of that went on this week here at VBS. And almost too much to chronicle with a video. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says this. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see. Not my good deeds, not the good deeds that I can conjure up, but Christ at work in you. So that everyone will what? Praise your Heavenly Father. That's why we exist. That's why this place exists. That's why this place exists. So that everyone will see the light and praise our Heavenly Father, amen? And that's what we exist for here today. That's the reason for having VBS. It's the same message we say to the kids. Same message we share with adults. I would often, this is kind of not working out, I would often play this little light and the kids would follow around the room. And they didn't know where it was coming from. It was fun to follow around. Sometimes we're not too sure where it's coming from, the light. I'm going to ask Eric to turn the lights down. And I want you to turn your phone on and put the light on the phone. And sometimes there's a setting on it where you got to like turn it up. Turn it right up. Turn it right up. Don't have it low. Turn that baby right up. Raise it up. Pretend it's Christmas. Some of you are shining. Not everybody's shining. Not everybody's shining. If you've got to delve in your bag for your phone, get it out. Get it out. Lift your phone up. Be proud. Be proud you got a light shining. Be proud. Don't smack people over the head with your phone. Don't show them your Bible. Just bring it up nice and high and say, yeah, I understand the secret. I've got the light. Okay, those of you, look around and see the light shining. This is how it looks. This is how it looks. You can turn them off now. Let your light shine before all men, before all people, so that they might praise your Heavenly Father. Amen. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we worship you for the privilege of being in your sanctuary. And we pray, Lord God, that all that we have heard about you, that all we have heard about how you shine in our life, we would be able to communicate that to those outside of here. We ask you will give us strength through that. You will give us courage. And that we be the kind of people that people would say, I am so glad you know the secret.